Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, it's another thrilling day of readings and conversation here today. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. We have a caller we're going to be getting to. I'm stumbling over my words. My tongue is not moving fast enough at this hour. You have a funny look on your face.
No.
Are you okay? Everything
yeah,
good?
I was born that way.
I'm looking at your hair. I gave Neil a quarantine haircut. And I'm realizing that, well, it was my first haircut I ever gave anyone. Right now it's looking like it. It looked better when I did it. I thought it looked great, actually. And then I'm noticing inconsistencies. We're going to have to fix that to get today.
Yeah, I looked in the mirror and I look like alfalfa.
There's something we need to fix about it.
Well,
but anyway,
you know,
you don't care.
No,
you have no concern about your appearance.
No,
tight. I mean, you have good hygiene and everything, but you're not, you know, vain or anything like that.
No, I don't really. The way I look, I mean, on that level, no, I don't care.
Okay. Well, you're lucky you look good naturally, so you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Oh, that was a nice compliment I gave you. Anyway, we do want our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook. Please do. That's linked. That account is linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We're also on Twitter, and I'm going to post the show to our page, and we're going to bring on this caller. Again, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Hi, are you there, caller?
Can they hear us?
No, it's really weird. Caller drop. Oh, there they are. Are you there, caller? Can you hear us? It's weird.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. Let me mute, and I'm going to put the call back on. Hi, caller. Can you hear us? Hello, 510. The volume is up, we're off mute. I don't know what's going on. Okay, so 510, I'm going to disconnect you, 510, and call back, please, if you can hear us. Okay, they dropped, so maybe they're going to call back in. I don't know what's happening with the sound.
That happens sometimes. How long have we been on Blog Talk?
In, we've been on Blog Talk. They're back. 8 years. Yeah. 8 years in August.
Hmm.
Okay. The caller's back. So the caller could hear us, but we're not
hearing
the caller. Hi, we can hear you now.
Yeah,
hi. I'm glad you could hear us talking to you. Who's this, please?
Tamika.
510. Okay, can you give us your birth date? You know. 06-22-1975. Okay, don't add a zero when there's no zero. 6-22-1975. Okay.
Yes.
22-5. Okay. All right. And Tamika, what's your question?
Okay, I applied for this affordable housing place, and I'm on their wait list to get an apartment. I want to know when do you see them sending me a letter saying that I can move in to a place?
You're the one that's the grocery. You have a sister who calls the show, too. You're the grocery store worker?
Yeah, clerk. Yeah.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I'm still working there.
Great. When do we see them approving you? When did you fill out the application?
Last year. I've been on the wait list so far. Yeah, I'm on the wait list right now.
And have you gotten any indication, I mean, just purely on a physical level, of how long the wait list usually is? Could it be at least a couple of years sometimes?
Yeah, that's what they said. They said like 3 to 5. They're like, they don't know when they'll. I just want to know, do you see them sending me a letter this year?
I don't know if it's, I mean, if they're saying 3 to 5 year wait, and I was saying that it was a couple of years, I think it's going to take a while. Is there any way to get bumped up that list, Neil? I don't know what you think, but I think it's going to take a while if, you know.
Is it for
affordable housing?
Affordable housing.
Yeah.
So people who are living, so you're waiting for people to move out so there can be a vacancy and you're on a waiting list?
Yeah, I'm on their waiting list.
Yeah, but the way to get into the apartment, somebody has to move out, right?
No. Sometimes they have apartments already available. They're just going down the list to move people in.
So you're saying that they have vacant apartments just sitting there and they wait for people to move in? I mean, that would be
they go down the list for, you know, like the next person to get
into the
apartment.
But that would mean that there is existing vacancies, because if there weren't existing vacancies, I mean, that would mean that someone would have to move out.
Vacancies.
Open apartments?
Right.
And they have different locations for these apartments?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm saying. Something seems to occur for you on some level regarding this matter. I'm not sure to what extent, but something seems to occur in October.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure what it is yet. It just...
Okay.
Getting to your question, the first vibration I get happens to be in October. Now, I don't know what that means yet, but it could mean, since it's a vibration coming to me, it could mean that you could be moving in then. It might mean something else.
Is there a way to be persistent and get an apartment quicker? I imagine that they have to follow a certain protocol and rules.
Yeah, they do. They have to follow rules and protocols. I don't think so, though. I don't think that there's any way to...
Is there a caseworker that you have?
No.
So how you just apply and you wait to hear, and there's nobody that
they
you contact?
They just said, well, I called the apartment place, but they said they'll send me a letter. That's all she told me, is they'll send you a letter. Then they'll call you.
Well, there might be something, you know, the first step is something that seems to be going on in October.
I thought you were
going to
say August.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that is yet.
Okay.
But that might be the start of getting some kind of response for you.
Where are you living now?
With friends. I just moved from my brother's house, and then I moved from my twin house.
What?
And I moved to my brother. Now I'm at my friend's house.
Do you work for you don't need to say it, but
major
do you work
chain.
For a major change,
chain
yeah. Grocery store?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it you? Do you get union? Is that union anymore?
No.
When you that's terrible. I mean, it used to be that you've worked for a grocery store and you got taken care of as far as benefits and union protection. There was certain wages that they had to pay, but now the stores aren't unionized.
Does October hold any meaning to you in any other part of your
life? Yeah, that's when my father passed, and that's my mom's birthday.
Oh. She also has a 10 in her 622.
Yeah, my mom's born in October. She's born in October as well, so.
Your mom born in October and your dad passed in October.
On her birthday, he passed.
Oh, your dad passed on your mom's birthday?
What's your mom's birthday?
He was buried on her birthday. Her birthday is on October 26th.
What year?
Oh, interesting.
1956.
2656.
Wait a minute.
10, 26, 56.
Your mom's day is your first two numbers inverted. And the month is up to your 622. And your dad died when he was fairly young. How old was he?
Right. 55.
God.
Was he a smoker?
No. No. He was going through some trouble and he just decided to leave.
Oh,
you mean he ended his life?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
so sorry. That's
So what's his birth date?
It's 1/11/1956.
1/11/1956.
Yeah, we always say, Tamika, that 11s have a negative vibe. And it's just true. It doesn't matter what you think. It's in my study of numbers for over 50 years, I'm older than your father was.
Yeah.
Not 11s come with negative energy.
And he has
He had a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble.
And he had 11. So I mean, the 56 is an 11 also. So,
but
it's also,
here's what happens. Since we've come into this, and right now we have a little bit of time to spend with you.
Yeah, there's another caller, but we'll get to that caller
in
a while.
Now listen to what happens. He committed suicide. So he goes into the astral realm. Now in the astral realm, he's stuck there for a while. And in that realm, he can still have, because his vibration is lower, you know, he has more connection to the earth because he ended his life before he should have. So that means that he's around you.
Right. So is that the energy that I feel tugging and pulling and pushing me and poking at me? Is that his energy? Because it's aggravating me.
Really?
Well, it's like he's trying to get my attention, and I'm like, I can't hear or see him. I can feel him, but I cannot hear him. And
he's irritating me.
Irritating you. Can you articulate what you're feeling?
It's just a force of energy just always pushing me or pulling me or poking, or I'll feel pokes. I feel rubs down my neck on top of my head, and it's like an irritating feeling because I don't know who or what it is, and I'm like, I don't understand. That's all I keep saying. I don't understand you. I feel you, but I don't understand you.
Well, you're not expected to. It's short of a direct communication, but that's probably him around you, and he's not trying to hurt you or aggravate you, but he's probably feeling very desperate. And he wanted your attention, and maybe this radio session might be part of that connection, in terms of just letting you know that that's him.
Mm-hmm.
And what he might be able to do, and I can't promise this, he could try to assist in you getting assisted living and on that list. I don't know what he can do because he's a soul with a lot of karma, but he possibly could. Is there anyone named Cecile or Aaron or anything like that anywhere in your lifespan?
No.
Nothing like that?
Mm-mm.
Well, let's maybe think that could be a name of someone moving out of the apartment, or maybe someone going to contact you with that name, even though you may not know it. But Tamika, we can conclude that your father was trying to reach out to you, and that's him.
Yeah. Okay, because I was telling the energy, you know, help me get into my plagues. If you're going to be around me doing all this touching, at least help me get in my place.
Sometimes it's hard, as Neil was saying, for a soul that's in the astral realm, especially in a situation where the soul is in a heavily karmic state, to be able to have power to, make physical changes happen in people's lives. But there's a possibility, the fact that October came in.
Well, October, and you look for that name, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. You wait to see if that name comes
could
up.
Could also be, could it be E-R-I-N, or you think it's male?
I don't think so. I think it's a man's name.
Or Cecil? I mean, that's not even...
Cecile.
Cecile, C-E-C-I-L?
Or C-E-C-I-L-L-E.
That's a female.
Yeah, because I picked up E-R-I-N, too, when she said that.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I picked up female.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Just pay attention to those names coming out. If you happen to notice in your living quarters a mirror that's really lopsided, and it shouldn't be, things like that. That's not going to be a good deal, but he's around. Nothing to be scared about. This is probably a better relief for him to know that there's some kind of connection being made, but he might help you get that. I don't know how he's going to do it. I have no idea how he's going to do it. But anyways, that's it, Tamika.
Okay, Tamika.
Okay,
thank you. All right.
Okay,
Take care. Bye. Okay, we have a caller from the 402 area code. Hi.
Hello. I was just kind of listening. No, I didn't. I just called in. But that's fine. I just wanted to, I like listening to you guys. This is Sue from Nebraska. I've called before.
Oh, hi, Sue. Hi. How are you?
The biggest question I have is what is that instrumental music that you guys play in the beginning? Because I really like that.
Really? We picked it up. It was like I don't even know what it is. It was some music for public use, and it was, I don't know. It seems
like I really would like to hear the whole thing, just a piece of it. It's really good. I enjoy it I always like to try to get and listen to you guys before you start so I can hear that. But not much going on. How are you guys doing with all these energies?
We're doing fine.
Good. Are you doing anything? Are you currently in any kind of creative project? Are you doing anything creatively currently?
I have one on hold, which I haven't finished. I'm kind of been going, I don't know how to explain it. I've been getting some information, and I don't know if this is the creative part, of channeling and doing some work in that direction, maybe. I've been having some, how do you want to call it, synchronicities happening. So I'm trying to stay open and work on the fear base on that, the Catholic upbringing that I've had. But that would be the most creative thing right now.
Well, you said you have something on hold. What was that thing on hold?
Yes. I am working on some flashcards that they're not tarot cards, but they are learning tools, astrology learning tools that I think I've talked to you guys once before about it. It's been a while, and I've had to put it on hold with just so much stuff going on, and work has intensified in
what's your work.
She's a five, I think, but what's your birthday?
I'm a five. It's 10/156. I'm a five.
Yeah, I remember the master.
Can I ask you what I have? My partner is 1/1959.
Okay.
What number is he?
10/11/21.
When you were talking about 11s, I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's 11.
Well, you both have 11s. I mean, you've got a 101, and of course, when you're 56, there's 11. And then he has an 11, obviously, but when you add everything up in the month and day, it's another 11. 11, 21, what is wrong with me? 35-8, right?
Yeah.
He's a 35-8. What did you want to ask about him?
I just wondered if he was an 11, if he's, because he is a very negative, pessimistic person. And it's
Really?
Wow. Yeah, and it's like I'm trying to figure out, okay, am I here to help him? Is he here to help me? You know, what is this relationship based on? And I know there's a lot of synchronicities between the two of us. We're both accountants. We're both very, you know, heart-based, truth-based, I should say. And, you know, just that, I think, was what drew me to him, is that. But, I'm surprised at the negativity that he can be in. It's just like, lift it up.
You have a past life with him, which means that you have a soulmate connection with him.
Yeah.
It's based on a past life. And that past life was troubling for him. And the fact that he's... You see, his karma, you both have an 11 in your day and month, but unfortunately, your karmas, respectively speaking, add up to 11.
11.
So that becomes a little bit problematic. Your years are interchangeable, and together you become a lopsided balance number, 13 equals 4. So you're here with him, whether you like it or not. You're here with him because of a karmic need to resolve something. It may be that your positive energy may be keeping him alive for longer on the planet than he would normally have.
Interesting.
How long have you known him?
It's going on 16 years now.
16 years. Does he ever say, "I wish I wasn't on this planet. I'm so sick of it." Does he ever go there?
No, he never goes there.
Okay. What form of his negativity does he have?
Health issues.
Well, that's somewhat related to being on the planet. Obviously, health issues can take you off the planet. Yeah. What's wrong with
his health issues? Does he smoke or anything?
I mean, what are his health issues?
No. His health issue right now, he's just received a hip replacement. So he's on the mend and he doesn't think he's doing well. And I keep saying, hey, it's a lot better than what you were 2.5 weeks ago, you know. This is a different pain, you know. He expects to be instant.
No, I get the hip replacement
and I'm running.
We haven't hit the heartbeat. Is he overweight? Is he obese?
Yeah, he's a drinker. He's a little bit overweight. He does have AFib. He's got that issue going on.
Atrial fibrillation. It's a heart problem.
Yeah.
That's more...
And he drinks? He drinks?
Yes,
kind
he
of...
does drink. Yes.
That atrial fibrillation can be triggered by
alcohol, too. So it gets darker when he drinks?
No, I think he's darker when he's not drinking, to tell you the truth. You know, so I don't know if that's withdrawals and stuff. But see, he's been off alcohol for, oh God, it was about 2 weeks. And, you know, I was really shocked to not see withdrawals, seriously. But
so,
to me, he says, I exaggerate in how much. I'm not a drinker. You know, I may have some wine here and there. I see what he drinks and I think, oh my gosh, that's a lot. So I'm judging and I shouldn't be. It's his family. That's the way they are.
Does he have family issues, split up family issues, stuff like that?
They're all pretty much in the same personality. You know, you sit in the room with them and it's like, okay, I got to leave for a while. You know, they're all rah, rah, rah. It's like, I think this is his upbringing. And it's
so he was negative for the, I mean, you're saying the hip surgery is causing
negative.
But really, this is just his latest negativity.
That is the latest. Yeah, that's the most current thing to complain about right now.
But there is a history of negativity. It's not
Basically speaking, you are a karmic relationship. So you're here due to karma. You're here due to probably some family past life connections back there somewhere. Have you ever taken a trip with him outside of the United States?
Oh yeah, we go to Mexico all the time. We love it down there, and that is when he's in a great. You know, when we're not here, he is fine. So I have to look at you know, location. Maybe that is the whole thing, is maybe he shouldn't be living here, because I know this is not the best place for me either. And I know I excel in everything when I'm somewhere else, you know, in certain places. And Mexico is one of them. I'm on top of the world down there, and that is on a ley line that is just perfect for me. I think it's a Venus something.
You should look for some property out there, or timeshare or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everything.
Well, I've been trying to talk.
Go ahead.
I've been trying to talk him into that. You know, he lives, sleeps, breathes sports, and this is a really tough time right now for him because there is no sports going.
So, as far as like getting a timeshare or buying a house there, is he opposed to doing that because of money, or is he frugal?
No, I think of not being in the United States. I mean, he's there. Everything has got to be. He's Capricorn, and I can't remember what his sign is rising, but he is. Oh, it's everything has to be just perfect structure, and you know, we came together, and that was the hardest thing for me because I'm not structure. I'm like flexible. We go with the flow, whatever. And so I can see a little bit of me has rubbed off on him on that, and a little bit of him has rubbed off on me, but he is so far on that other spectrum of being so, as you would say, anal. And
right.
Always like, oh my God, how do I handle this? But, you know, it's working, you know, that's what it is, you know, and when things don't go the way it should be, just constantly scheduled, you know, everything has to be in its perfect place. He does kind of lose it, you know, and it's just like, but yet he can see that in his friends and how bad they are. And I'm like, well, you're not that much different. You know?
Right.
You know, like,
well,
his friends that plan, they plan their every weekend for the next 6 months, and they stay according to that plan and what they're going to do. And I'm like, whoa. It's hard to live like that.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Mm-hmm. But you say, I mean, the thing about a timeshare is that you're not there 100%.
Not there yet with him, no. No, I show him things, different things. Not necessarily, we go down to Cancun, but, you know, I'm showing him places around Merida and stuff because I've been to Merida a couple of times and I love that area. It's very quaint. And kind of reminds me of, you know, Spanish architecture more so from Spain, you know, than some of Cancun and stuff. So
Cancun's
really
been
just
like overrun with, you know, corporate tourism.
Yes, it has. But, you know, he knows, he loves it down there. You know, I just think that he's afraid that it's going to be so recluse and he's not going to get his sports, and he's not going to get this, and he doesn't know Spanish, and you know, and there's fears there on him.
Sure,
you're both accountants. Why did you ever get married?
Are they married? Are you married?
No, we've been living. We are not. I have been married before for 20 years, and I just had a bad relationship in that marriage, and it was constricting for me, and I came from a restricted family. You know, I had a very conditional mother, and then, you know, that was conditional too. So it was like, we're fine, we're happy where we're at, so, you know, why rock the boat and make it on paper? What's the difference, you know?
Yeah,
we both consider our husband and wife anyway, you know. In some states we would be legally because of common law, but not Nebraska.
Sue, you're an accountant, so listen to me closely.
Mm-hmm.
Your master number is It's tucked between his 19 and his 9. Your master number is in his year.
Between the
19 and the 9. Now, wait a minute. Listen. So the 19 becomes a 1, and the 9 is a 9. And if we take out your master number, 5, we get 19, which is in his day. So your master number in his year has some connection to the energy of his life. You're here to two worlds. You're here to reduce the karma that was established between the two of you in a past life, and you're here to help him to get into a higher zone of energy.
Actually,
the problem is that he's an 8 and you're a 5. So he's 3 energies above you, but that means that he was in your energy field 3 lifetimes ago.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
She holds his, I mean, in a strange way, she holds his master number. It's broken up in the 1-1 century and then the 5. So you have, if you look at the 19 in your year as a 1, the 1-1 and the 6 too, yeah. But if you're just going in your fashion,
yeah,
it's 8 it collects an 8 when you get to the 5. And she has a 4 between the 1-5, which is their master numbers together.
Yeah, and
holds the master numbers distance in his 5-9, the distance between the two. So your 2 master numbers together are a 4, and between the 5 and the 9, which is your master number, is a 4, which is your master numbers together. Anyway, but what were you going to say?
It's interesting. I have, you know, his kids and his father have all at different times have said, we don't know where he would have been if you hadn't come into his life. You know, he's had 2 marriages and stuff. So, you know, and his dad has always come to me and said, you know, you're the best thing that ever happened to him. You know, so I know we help each other. You know, I'm not saying I'm here for him only, but I feel he has helped me kind of get some structure, you know, because I get to that point sometimes and I just want to run. And I have done that in my past lives or in my past life.
In your
lifetime
current,
here.
Your past, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I've had enough. I just throw whatever I can in my car and off I go. And I'm done.
Well, he's stabilizing. Yeah. His stabilizing number is in his 9, and he has 2 9s in his energy. So that is that's really a strong energy field that establishes some sense of consistency, persistence, that kind of thing. So he's very able.
Yeah. So not so much as Capricorn, it's more in the numbers that's causing that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we don't really look at, I mean, on this show,
Look at the astrology.
No.
Yeah,
just,
right. No.
A number of narrative.
Numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but that's the way it is. I mean, in the future, what you should focus on is how your energies combined with your chakra definitions can help to promote both of your health. You both can live well into your 80s if you do this right. But it would have to, you know, the drinking isn't helping.
No.
And his depression isn't helping. But it seems like you have a tag team in terms of keeping both of you guys upright. But you should, he's all sports minded, so you more go into the astrology realm. I don't know if he tolerates that, finds it interesting or ridiculous. But,
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He did before, and what he says to me is he would never have looked in that direction. And some of the things that I have point blank brought to his attention, and there have been intuitive things that have come up that it's opened his mind to it. Now, does he want to go off the park bench from watching the sports to get into it? No, not necessarily. But it has, you know. As I kept saying, I said, you've raised your son to live on sports only, and now you guys don't know what to do. You know, you have to expand your mind, you know, so I'm always saying that.
Why don't you get a biller table, play pool or something?
Oh, he would love that. He would love that. Yeah, maybe in the next house.
Maybe get that or a ping pong table that still is a competitive sport-minded thing. And to tell you the truth, it's recognized as a legitimate sport.
Well, yeah, they have
sport. And it's relaxing. It's not one of those frustrating games like golf. And that's another thing. He's a golfer and he, you know, with the hips
thing, and that kind of canceled out his last couple of years in golfing very well.
Are you a sports person? Do you like sports?
I do like sports to a limit. You know, I played ball. I played softball. I played tennis. I swam. I did all that. But I'm not one to sit and watch it on TV. It just drives me nuts to do that. I'm more in person, you know. Go to the baseball game and watch the game. And then I can do a little bit, but not everything has to be like that. Like, your trips have to be focused on what ball game are we going to, and we got to see three of them. You know, it's like, no. I'll go to Florida with you. I'll let you go to the games. I'll take you and drop you off. But
you guys live in a house, apartment, or what?
Yes. No, we have a house.
Is there
bought a house together.
Is there room for a pool table?
Well, let's just say this. If I put a pool table there, then I don't get to do my crystal bowls and meditation classes.
No,
not going to happen.
No.
So no room in the garage, or you can do it?
No.
His car has to be in the garage. No. We could do it. We could squeeze it. But I can see that in maybe when we retire, which I'm 2 years away and he is 3 or 4 years away. You know, we could look for that possibility in the house and be able to do something like that. But yeah, our intentions are to be out of Nebraska when we retire. Neither one of us want to be here. We're just, you know, in a situation where we're being paid and we're getting great benefits, and why throw everything in a car and just drive off from that? You know, you never know what's going to happen down the road, and we're so close now, you know.
So, and you plan to live in the States when you retire, because you say he's too structured to want to live like in a place where you vacation overseas. So,
yeah, I don't think he's adventurous like that, like I am. I went 2 weeks and backpacked across Mexico with a girlfriend, you know, when I was in my 40s, you know. He's not like that, and not no Spanish, you know. So that's kind of where we're at. So, yeah, it would be in the States, definitely. He can't walk away from feeling secure, and that he just doesn't feel that secure in Mexico with what's, you know, with the, how their country is compared to ours.
Different. It's a totally different situation with laws and protections. I personally wouldn't live somewhere like that either.
You guys,
permanently.
Do you have any pets? Do you have a dog?
No, I have two cats.
So you
I had
pets.
Two cats. I have cats. Yeah, I have two cats. Yeah, I had, you know, where I've had almost the exact cats prior, like 5 years ago, and I felt like they had come back. And I had the premonition or the feeling one morning that we were going to get a cat, and I told them it wasn't going to be until after we got back from Mexico. And within 3 days after coming back from Mexico, this opportunity came up, and it was for one of the cats. And we were, you know, both online for it, especially when I said that to them a month ahead of schedule. And so it ended up being that they didn't want to separate one of the cats from its brother, so we took the two of them. And they're just the same personalities and same coloring as my prior cats that I had to give back to or put up for adoption at the Humane Society, you know, like 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So
that's nice.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys can tap into his energy, my male cat Merlin, but oh my god, this cat is just
Merlin.
He loves everybody. loves everybody. He's at the door and he's all over them. And you know, my first question is, do you like cats? Because you're going to get rubbed to death by this one. And then the other one's just as lovey, but she's still scared of people coming in the house. You know, she runs off and hides. But
yeah,
which is what their personalities were in the other two I had, but they were vice versa. It was the little black one was the personality that met you at the door and met anybody, you know, and licked them to death and rubbed them to death, whereas the other one hid, you know. So it's kind of interesting to see
maybe
how
we
things
can get
work
to that
out.
Maybe we can get to that next time we get another caller, So
maybe. But I mean, hopefully we helped her today. I hope that you know.
It explains some things. I understand. Yes.
Thank you. I hope that I hope that he heals. You know, has a smooth healing process and the hip replacement.
Yeah.
No, he's doing well. He's well. He's up and about. He's pretty much lay on his own. So yes, he is healing. They say hips are the easiest things to replace, and I can see that.
Okay.
So, you guys have a good afternoon.
Okay, call us back and we'll try to connect to that cat.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's bring on. It's actually interesting because it's a caller from the same area code, 402.
Nebraska?
Yeah, I don't know if they're really in Nebraska. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I moved from Nebraska. I still have the phone, but. I have moved. Excuse me?
So you're not in Nebraska, which I kind of suspected.
I was, though. I moved from there.
Where are you now?
I'm in New York.
New York. Okay.
Yep.
And what's your name?
Sharon.
Sharon. Yeah, we've talked to you before.
What
part of New York are you in?
New York City.
Wow. How do you like it there? I mean, Nebraska and New York City are two very different places.
Right. They're completely different. You have to be like variety. But because of my physical limitations and this COVID, you know, I'm not really getting to do anything. So I haven't gotten to enjoy the benefits.
What's your birthday?
8/31/57.
Everybody that's called today has, well, no, actually not in the 50s. But we've been discussing birth dates that are in the 50s. The first caller's parents were born in the 1950s, and then Sue, of course. Okay, so what's her master number? 11,
7.
So what is your question? 11, 12.
Oh, just general about where I'm living and, you know, how this is, what's going on. If you're picking up anything specific about this life here.
24/7. Why, I mean, can you tell us why, I mean, what prompted you to move to New York? How did you,
are
you
my
from
daughter
there?
Lives here. No.
Oh.
My daughter
I
lives
think
here.
We talked about this before. I think we talked about your move before, possibly.
Yeah, it's been quite a while, though, so I thought maybe. But then COVID hit, so.
And I remember we talked about the fact that it was very expensive for you there, and
you are
on disability, right? And
right.
That.
But
that.
Not,
it was
not very
expensive,
much. Yeah.
But you moved there because of your grandchildren. Right?
Right. Yep.
Does your daughter give you any financial help?
Yeah, she tries.
So what's the nature of
Well, I mean, she's almost at retirement age anyway, but what's your disability?
It's physical. It's my back and my leg and lupus and I have like vertebrae that are missing and all kinds of stuff.
What's coming up? Is that what's your question? You want to know what's coming up for you?
Yes, please.
Well, places are opening up. So when things are in their normal state of being, what do you do? What is a normal day for you like?
I've been in so much pain, I haven't really gotten to do anything. I'm in bed most of the time.
Oh. And you're not medications, there's no medical intervention that's helping you, alternative therapies that you use that help you, you're just in pain.
Right. Over the counter. I haven't been able to get a doctor here because of the COVID situation.
Oh. How long have you lived in New York? When did you move there?
I moved in to my apartment in October.
I wrote down six.
With her daughter?
No, so 9 months. I thought it was six. So 9 months. No, she doesn't live with her daughter.
Well, you know, I mean, you're faced with several challenges due to your pain. You're bedridden.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And you don't get out much. And so, you know, it's kind of sad. You don't know if you watch TV or, you know, you listen to music or you read or you just sort of, I mean, how do you move through the day with all your limitations?
Oh, gosh. Are you not picking up anything for me?
Well, I don't know. I'm not on that page right at the moment.
Uh-huh.
We're just trying to get a feel at this point for, you know, what your life is like. You're asking what we're picking up for you in the future, and what you're saying is you're presenting a pretty bleak situation. I mean, sadly, I mean, we feel bad.
I didn't want you to feel bad. I just wondered if you picked up anything from spirit or what might be coming up, if there's anything.
Well, okay.
Changes
what I'm getting is the symbol of a birthday cake. That's the first thing I'm getting. So I want to ask you, not your birthday, but are there any close birthdays coming up?
Yeah, my youngest grandson.
See, and okay. I was thinking it was going to be
grandson. Well, actually, it's over a month away, though.
That doesn't matter.
No, that's not okay.
And I thought it was going to be about the grandchildren.
There's something. If you're asking what's coming up, I was getting a birthday cake, and I thought it was pertaining to a child. So,
okay.
How old is your grandson?
He'll be 4.
Well, there's two things you can do. One, try to make something creative for him. Try to do something creative for him. Do you have a close relationship with him?
Yes, when I get to see him. I don't get to see him very often. My daughter had this virus, and now she's able to work from home, but we're pretty separate. I don't see them that often.
How far away do you live from them?
In the same area, but not being able to walk.
What's the distance? What's the physical distance? I don't know.
I don't know my way around here very well, but I know that she's walked here before.
Okay, so here's what I'm seeing for your future. You said, are you picking anything up? And we were getting to that. So here's my conclusion. You're going to be seeing your grandson more. There's going to be, coming up in the future, there's going to be a closer connection you have with your grandson. And so that's going to open up, and it's going to make you feel really good, and there's going to be some creative aspect to that relationship. So whatever you can do to influence this child's life, and to make him know who grandma is and what grandma's all about, that would be the most enriching thing that I see coming up for you as we speak at the moment.
Yeah, I have 4 grandchildren. He's the youngest.
And she has 4 children. This is 4 grandchildren,
yes.
1 daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he could be coming in as a symbol for all the other 3. But you have some valuable things to give that you could share with them. I'm sure of it.
Well, yeah, and that's why you moved there.
What did you do in your active years? When you were really active, did you work or anything?
Oh, yeah. But it's been quite a while. I was taking care of my parents, and they passed away. But my leg got real bad, and that made the back worse.
You're a caregiver, and now you need care. But what kind of work did you do?
I was a case manager for the state, child abuse.
You're involved with children.
Yeah.
Your whole world is children. We're picking up children. You have
children and animals.
Yep. Well, you have your future can be very enriching by the way that you even help your grandchildren in a form that's creative for them or playful
right.
for them. And that's one thing. The other thing is that you can do, there's a lot of things you can do for animals even as you are in bed. I don't know. I mean, you could even adopt an animal.
I have a service dog that has been abused.
Are you able to, are you able to take the dog out at all? You're saying you're bedridden.
Yeah, just across the street. And, you know, you have to use a cane or a walker. And that's really hard.
Okay.
The problem is I can't push it because, you know, at one point before the leg got real bad, I just tried to ignore the pain and keep going, right? And then I ended up losing the function. I lost the function of my leg because it's nerve damage. And I don't want to push it.
We don't suggest that you push it at all.
We hope your pain is lessened. But here's the thing, Sharon. You're a quality human being. You've been on this planet helping a lot of children. And you've helped your parents. So there's quality in your life so far. You've done a lot. You've made an impact on the planet.
That's, and you know what? What you have done is more measurable than what a lot of people have done. The fact that you worked.
Did you help any kids in your casework?
In my life. I can't imagine ever, you know, there's no point to living if you're not helping somebody.
Well, there are so many people, Sharon, that don't even have that concept in their mind.
I know, and I can't understand it. And it's been a rude awakening for me, you know, to be, I'm usually the one that helps others to need help and to be violated the way I have been. But, I don't know. I just, there's a lot of things I wanted to do, but I don't know if my health's going to get, if I'm going to get any, it's going to take a miracle. And I believe in them, but.
Well, you know, you have to sort of measure your life in a way to where you work with the parameters. And right now, there's a lot you can. I know you're in a lot of pain and you've got a lot of problems and you're not getting the kind of nourishment you need from society.
Right.
That's terrible. That's a bad thing. But in the meantime, I guess what you have to do is twist your brain a little bit and say, well, how can I still be useful? I think, you know, your numbers are this. You're a 34-7. I'm a 34-7. You have a 7 in your year. That's great. I believe this, that if you take your mind and do something a little bit more than what you're doing with your grandkids or something, just anything, you're going to get rewarded. I think something's going to come in. I don't know what it will be. But you see, the 7 at the end of your year suggests a doorway that completes your spirituality. You're calling our show, and we're supposed to be giving also spiritual advice, and you're asking us for information about your future that might enhance your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you're going to get that. Your code suggests that. What you got to do, though, there might be some work on your part because you're a 7. Listen, I'm a 7-2. I'm older than you. I'm still doing radio. You know, we do the work we do. And I've worked with abused children, too, for many, many years. So we, you know.
And he abuses me and then
and
works
with me. And
I abuse
her and then I counsel her while I'm abusing her. But,
I'm sorry. She's not really laughing.
No.
Yes, I am. I'm smiling.
No.
You know, I hit her, and then I said, "You feel better now? Let's talk about it."
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Good practice. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It really helps.
You know,
keep,
I actually, guys, I do have a specific question. Okay. Because of the financial stress and my physical, you know, and my poor daughter, what she's been going through, it's caused a lot of stress between us, more than I ever imagined.
Between you and the daughter?
Uh-huh. And I don't know if it's going to get better or not.
So that now you have this, in addition to the fact that you're somewhat limited physically, you moved to New York for your daughter and to be with the grandchildren, but now you're having this conflict with the daughter, which is the
right.
whole reason you rooted yourself, which is not good. What's her birth date?
8/15/79.
And you said she got COVID?
Yeah.
So was she, how was she affected by it? Because it affects everyone differently.
She didn't go to the hospital, but she was really sick for about a month. The fevers and the coughing and the achy and the tired.
Yeah. And you're saying you have a conflict now with the two of you.
It's been going on since I got here. And
So before the COVID happened, you guys have been butting heads. She's a 40 equals 4, right? That the daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Did I do it right?
Yeah, 7, 4, 11.
You have an 11, yeah. You guys have an 11 in your master numbers together. So that's somewhat you guys have a karmic connection. Your 3 to her 1 becomes your day. Your 1 to her 5 becomes her day. I mean, it's karmic past life, 79.
She probably, Sharon, she probably has a lot of psychological stuff she went through, emotional stuff.
The years align.
She hasn't resolved it. And the battering going on between you and her, or around issues that haven't really been resolved that are in the past. And it, that's going to get repaired.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. We were very close. You know, I was a single mom, and my kids were my life. So I did everything I could for help.
Well, I get that, but I think it's going to get better. Just we don't have time to explain why, but that's the vibe I'm getting. It's going to improve.
Good. It's very frustrating when you want to help and you want to, because I'm not old, but I feel it's just ridiculous. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. And it does, just quickly, what's the topic, what has been the topic of the conflict between the two?
The fact that I need help. It's just, stressing her out. She doesn't like it.
Well,
she, probably too, due to her being sick, that was, that became more of a factor in her feeling, pressured or,
there's a lot of spiritual warfare going on too, personally.
Yeah. Well, I think things are going to get better. Just wait. She's going to start leaning on you more, and just be patient.
Right. And I mean, to remind her of the fact that you uprooted your life for her and her children, and she should be conscious of that.
I have, and she said, go back.
Yeah, that's not a great...
Well, she's got some problems going on.
That's not a good...
She has some problems going on she hasn't resolved yet.
Yeah, I don't know how to help.
Well, call back, and we'll try to figure it out for
you. Yeah, we can do it on another show. We're at the end of the show today, Sharon, but call back, and we can discuss it.
All right. Well, thank you for the positive...
Okay.
Energy.
You're welcome.
And don't
You're
abuse
welcome.
Your wife anymore. No more practicing on her.
Oh, shucks.
Okay. We hope
All
you
right.
We hope you feel well and contact us again soon, Sharon.
All right, then. Thank you.
Take care. All right. That's it for today, but we're back on the air Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern.